Hey, this is Kyle, and I am going to share with you today on how to sell anything, even in a recession. I'm going to give you two secrets on how to sell anything, even in a recession, and this is going to be life-changing, game-changing. You don't want to miss it. I'm excited to share these things, and I don't care if you're trying to sell vacuums to people with dirt floors. I'm going to show you how to sell anything. And so what I want to start with is your picture of salespeople. Most time you think of super outgoing, maybe good looking. They can talk to anybody. They can work on the fly. Even when you think of car salespeople, sometimes even negative connotation comes to mind. They'll lie, or they'll cheat, or they'll say whatever to get the job done. I want to tell you that the best people at sales are the ones who are willing to listen. Right? Because if they ask the right questions, their clients will tell them exactly what they want. Zig Ziglar had a quote, and he said, "You can get whatever you want, if you're willing to help as many people get what they want." So if you're willing to help people, that's the key, right? And it's not, a lot of you guys who are working leads and have leads coming into your system, maybe real estate agents, they're not leads, they're people. They have a heartbeat. They have feelings. They have things that they've gone through that are good and that are bad, right? And so you can't see, you got to change the way you look, salespeople. You got to change the way you look at a client. And it's not, it is a person with a heartbeat that has feelings that you need to care about, right? And when you care more about the relationship versus, it's more relational than transactional, that's when you're going to start to have success. But the best people are the listeners, and they ask the right questions. So figure out what they want. And it's simply by saying, "Tell me what you want. Tell me. I want to know," right? And when I sit down with somebody, I say, tell me what you want. I want to know. And they'll be like, and sometimes they don't always know. So maybe you go back and say, "Well, tell me what you don't want," right? And then that helps narrow down exactly what they want, but they're telling you what they want, right? And now you know how to help them. A lot of people lose the sale before it ever starts because they just jump right in and they start selling their product or their service or whatever it is. And you don't know what that person wants, right? Your service or product may be able to fit exactly what they need, but you're presenting it in the wrong way because you don't know what their desires are. So you got to figure out what their desires are. Is there desires to have freedom? Is there desires to be, in the same town and next to their grandkids? Like, what's the desire, right? What's the desire for when you sit down for that listing appointment with that client? Is their desire to move to Florida and be next to their grandkids? Is that the desire? Is that the motivation for that person? But unless you're willing to listen and unless you're willing to ask the right questions, then you're never going to know, right? And you're never going to truly help that person. You're just going to think of it as a transaction. So you got to figure out what they want. And then the way you remove skepticism, because everybody's skeptic when they're getting sold something. What's in it for you? Like, what's your commission? Does this really work? Can you really help people create freedom? Can you really help people, mentally? Can you really help people, change? Can you really help people transform their life? And beyond just me saying, yeah, of course I can do that. Testimonies is the secret sauce, right? And it's got to be obviously something you're good at, right? If you don't have testimonies and you're not good at it, but you got to find a way to collect testimony, and video testimony, right? Because then you can see the motions. It's a real person, right? Anybody, you can have bots go give you Google reviews. That doesn't mean anything, right? You need video testimony, client after client after client saying, "Hey, we love this person because they helped me, transform my life and now I have freedom. Hey, I love this person. They've changed my life. We're going to be friends forever. They, given me the freedom for me and my family financially. Oh, I love this person, because they helped me find the home of my dreams. And now I get to spend, summers here and bring out the grandkids and we get to make lifelong memories together," right? So testimony is going to remove skepticism to anything that you're saying. And so these two secrets will help you sell anything, even in a recession or even in a depression, right? Whatever season, the U.S. and the world is in a very unique economic times. And, sales is always going to be the most important thing one of the most important things for every single business to make, to make it keep moving down, keep moving. So you have to help your salespeople and you have to help yourself understand that it's more about listening. It's more about figuring out what that person wants, what's their desires, what's their needs, what's their motivator, what's motivating that person, right? And if you can figure out what that is, then you can sell anything and you can truly help that person because you know what their needs are, right? Instead of trying to sell something you don't know if they really want or need. So anyways, hope you are having an amazing day. I'm excited to share these secrets with you. And I want to know what you think. Do you think these are the two most important things in sales? If not, I want to know. Tell me, do you agree? Do you disagree? And make sure you like and subscribe to our channel because we're putting out content that is going to help you. And so I want to know. I want you to like it. I want you to comment it. I want you to subscribe. And I want you to share it. Share it with the people that you feel like, do you know somebody who's in sales? Do you know somebody who has a business because they got salespeople? Then send this to them because I believe they can truly help them. So, alrighty, have an amazing day and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.